The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Wonderful, that's more like it. Welcome to the Feast of St. Mary Magdalene today. St. Mary Magdalene, who Thomas Aquinas once called the Apostle of the Apostles, because it was her singular privilege to be the first person ever to announce the greatest news in history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, as we just heard right here in this gospel passage. Now, Mary Magdalene, she is an intriguing character among the saints because very little is actually known about her, very little known, and very much is speculated. For example, I'm sure you've heard it said before, Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. I'm very sure you've heard it said before that, you know, people often say Mary Magdalene was in love with Jesus. And people think that Mary Magdalene was the woman in the gospel who washed Jesus' feet with perfume and dried them with her hair. Would it surprise you to learn that there's no evidence for any of that anywhere in the scriptures or in the most ancient writings of the church? Zero evidence for it. All of that first comes into writing as a speculation in the 6th century AD. The one thing that we do know for absolute certain about Mary Magdalene is that she was a big sinner. And the scriptures say of Mary Magdalene that Jesus drove from her 7 devils, which is kind of a Bible-ish way of saying that she did it all, right? And the Feast of Mary Magdalene is a feast of mercy because the message from St. Mary Magdalene is, if Mary Magdalene can convert from all that sin and become one of the closest followers of Christ, anybody can. Anybody can. It's a message of hope. In fact, it was only in 2016 that this was ever made into a feast day. It was Pope Francis who did that, elevating this feast during the Year of Mercy with a message of mercy. Now, you just heard here in the Gospel the apparition of Jesus after his resurrection to Mary Magdalene. There are 3 such apparitions after the resurrection in the Gospel of John. One to the apostles, one to doubting Thomas, and of course, one to Mary Magdalene. And in each of those 3, we're supposed to see ourselves. And not just see ourselves, we're supposed to see God's mercy to us. So, for example, Jesus appears to the apostles. And what they deserved when he appears to them on the first Easter Sunday, what they deserved was a very stern rebuke. You stop to realize that at Jesus' hour of greatest need, all the apostles ran away. You know, we give credit to St. John for coming to the foot of the cross, but just when Jesus was on trial, St. John was nowhere to be found. They all fled for their lives. They deserved a stern rebuke. But that was not what they got. What they received was mercy. Then there was St. Thomas, right? Doubting Thomas. Stubborn, headstrong, mule-ish, excessively demanding. I won't believe unless I can personally, physically contact the risen Christ with my hands. Right? One thing you can say about Thomas, he did not deserve his own private personal vision as a consequence of that. And then, of course, there's Mary Magdalene, right? Now, God bless Mary Magdalene for turning away from sin and for being a great follower of Christ and for going all the way to the cross on Calvary with him. But I ask you, did she really deserve to be the first person ever to get to announce the resurrection of Christ from the dead? I think you'd have to say the answer is no. And this all has to do with a message of mercy. On this feast day, mercy is not about getting what you deserve. If we all got what we deserve, we'd probably all go to hell, right? Most of us would, if we got what we deserve. Mercy, rather, belongs to those who do not deserve it. And that's something we can tell ourselves again and again. Mercy belongs to those who do not deserve it. Now, when you've experienced that, you've met Jesus Christ. And this is the difference between, say, knowing Jesus and just knowing about Jesus. It doesn't take anything at all to know about Jesus. It's just one more academic subject among many. There's plenty of atheists and plenty of agnostics and university professors all across the world. They know all about Jesus. They can quote the scriptures. They can quote the catechism. But they don't know who he is. They only know about him. A little examination of conscience for you today. Do you know Jesus Christ or do you only know about Jesus Christ? Can I give you three little points by which you can examine your conscience? Three things. If you know Jesus, number one, you're content in his will. Number two, you keep his commandments. Number three, you are enthusiastic and eager to make him known. Ask yourself if those three apply to you. Number one, if you know who Jesus is, you are content in his will. What's your prayer like? What's your prayer like? Do you turn to God in your prayer and you say, Lord, give me the strength to do your will? Or do you turn to God in your prayer and say, Lord, this is my will and I really want you to do it? What's your prayer like? Content in his will. That's the first sign. Number two, you keep his commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And those who do are sustained by grace, and they keep the Lord's commandments, and that's something we can always ask ourselves, and we can continue to strive to do better and better. And then number three, are you eager to make his name known? The saints couldn't keep it to themselves. Those who don't really know Jesus Christ are kind of embarrassed by him, right? Are you eager to make his name known? Like Mary Magdalene was on this first Easter Sunday morning, and she runs to tell the other apostles, I have seen the Lord. That's the confession of the church to the world. I have seen the risen Christ. Those are the words of the saints coming right from the depths of their hearts. Question to ask yourself on this feast day. Are those your words too? Let's pray that what Mary Magdalene saw, we might see as well, that we might believe as she believed. And ask for her prayers to help us today. St. Mary Magdalene, pray for us.